Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, so we were just talking about this off the air. We were talking about how you were like, what year is it again? Like, this is going to be one of the most memorable of all time.
No kidding.
And y'all were talking about getting history textbooks, you know, down the road to see how 2020 is written.
Right.
When my kids start coming home with their history books when they hit high school and stuff like that, I'll be interested to see how the year 2020 is represented in the history books.
Yeah.
And the thing that we're firing from America today will show up in the history books also. And this, to me, is where I just can't believe this is actually happening.
Mm-hmm.
Over the weekend, Talladega, Alabama, NASCAR event. They already banned the Confederate flags, yet people
were
out there in full force.
Front and center,
protesting with their Confederate flags. I mean, there was a plane flying over Talladega Speedway with a giant Confederate flag.
That is ridiculous. They didn't have anybody out there to stop that from happening. Not the obviously the plane. I don't know that they can do that, but the people out front.
I mean, there's only so much you can do at some point.
The part that the thing that happened though that was absolutely just the I can't. First of all, on Juneteenth weekend, okay, in Alabama, of all places,
It's supposed to be a day of celebration.
Bubba Wallace, he is the only African-American driver in the in NASCAR. He's like 26 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He goes to his garage where his car is, and there's a noose in his garage.
Unbelievable.
How does that happen in 2020? How does that happen in our current climate? How does that just, how does that happen?
There's still disgusting people in the world.
Clearly. Clearly.
He's a strong guy. He said it's not going to stop him.
I love that everything he had to say. I love what he had to say. And he said that he talked to his mom about it. And his mom was like, they're just trying to scare you.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm not going to back down. He's like, I'm not going to back down.
He's driving a car right now that says hashtag Black Lives Matter. A lot of people in the NASCAR industry, I guess, have a problem with that. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. If this does not bother you, something's wrong with you. Because this is where it's gone too far.
Yeah.
Right. This has gone way too far. In the current climate of everything happening right now. Again, we're trying to unify people, and this is not the way to do it.
No.
This is not how you do that.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, yes, whoever did that, and for all those people with your Confederate flags in Alabama, fired from America. All right, it's time to fire somebody from America. Are you ready?
Of course.
Straight out of Pinellas County, Florida.
All right.
Says don't ask him about his business. There was a Florida transient. He was busted for carrying an open alcohol container. He was possibly, I love it, he has an open container filled with alcohol, and he was possibly intoxicated.
All right.
There ain't no possibly about that.
as the police got this guy, what do you call it?
Apprehended?
Apprehended, thank you. Gosh, I can't think this morning. He's 54 years old. He was yelling at people on the street this past Thursday night. And while being detained for his open container violations, as well as possible disorderly intoxication use, He provided a name. They said, sir, what's your name? He says, I'm Michael Corleone.
Is he now?
Huh. The Michael Corleone?
Wow.
Like he's Michael Corleone. And yeah, so he's decided he is the godfather.
I've decided to be godfather to Connie's baby. And then I'll meet with Don Bozzini and Tatalia, all the heads of the five families.
And after meeting with all those five families, he decided to go randomly walking through the streets.
Okay.
And just yelling at people. Hey!
Just randomly yelling at people in the streets makes me laugh so much.
I want to know what he was saying. What was he yelling at people?
That he's going to meet with their families.
Yeah, I'm going to meet with the five families.
Coming to meet with your family.
With the Tataglias. Connie's baby.
I don't know that you should be shouting that from your lungs.
He has a rap sheet.
Of course.
It includes drunk driving.
There you go. Well. So, yeah, he was only possibly intoxicated during this moment.
More disorderly conduct. Possession of drugs without a prescription.
Ooh.
A battery on a law enforcement officer.
Oh, dear.
It's all according to the smoking gun. He had to spend 2 days in jail. And he's therefore fired from America. I'm sorry, Michael Corleone.
They made him an offering. Good.
And don't miss the best of Miles in the Morning every Saturday morning from 6 to 10 a.m.
It's time to fire somebody from America. Y'all ready for this?
Yes.
Always.
I was going to fire Djokovic, the tennis player.
Yeah. Yes.
He and his wife turned up positive for the COVID after they had a big party.
They hosted an entire party, an exhibition tennis match where nobody was social distancing. And just not real smart.
Ain't no masks.
A charity event, too?
Yeah. Probably.
Oh, man. That's bad.
No, instead, though, we're going to go to New Jersey. That's where Tomas, I'm saying Tomas because it's got an SZ at the end. And for me, it means that you automatically say Tomas.
It's Tomas.
Not
Tomas.
Thomas. Right. It's Tomas. Tomas. 31-year-old Tomas Dymek. So he's asking people for money outside of a drugstore in Ewing, New Jersey last Thursday. Mm-hmm. And then there was this woman who, she walked up. Mm-hmm. And out of the goodness of her heart, she's 66 years old. She goes up and she gives him a dollar.
That's really nice.
Well, he didn't think it was nice enough.
Dollar wasn't enough for him?
Correct.
Are you kidding me?
So he followed her back to her car. When she got in her car, he jumped in and stole her car.
Oh, my goodness.
Even getting into a high-speed chase with the authorities, the police, yes.
Oh, my gosh. All over a dollar.
And they're, like, completely screaming through the streets of New Jersey and this, that, and the other. They're probably hitting the Garden State Parkway into Pennsylvania, where they finally get pulled over. Now, there's something about this that will really make you understand why he's getting fired from America.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The entire time that he's driving around, she's still in the driver's seat.
Wait.
He was sitting on top of her.
Whilst
going on a high-speed chase with the authorities.
He's literally holding her down with his butt.
Yes.
Oh, my God. How uncomfortable.
I know.
God, no kidding.
Are they, like, dating now? Are they, like, boyfriend and girlfriend?
I don't know.
How'd you guys meet?
Give me a little goose.
Man, talk about bad first date stories.
No kidding.
Said the woman that he sat on, she's been checked out by paramedics.
Did he break anything?
He's facing several charges.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. When you see the picture of him, though, that's not the person you want sitting on your lap.
He's not a looker, is he?
He's not.
I don't even care about his mugshot. I want to see a picture of him sitting on top of her.
I know.
Driving this vehicle.
Says she was pinned under him. She couldn't reach the brakes, so there's nothing she could do.
Dang. Yeah. All the way to Pennsylvania.
She could have tickled him. Like, those armpits are free game behind you.
That's something my daughter would do. 100%. And she'd get fired from America, too, for that.
And don't miss the best of Miles in the Morning every Saturday morning from 6 to 10 a.m.
Let's fire somebody from America. Are you guys ready?
Yeah!
I want you to close your eyes for this one, by the way.
Okay. All right.
All right.
And we're closed.
Rebecca, you're laying on the couch, taking a little nap. You smell the sweet aroma of James making a pizza in the kitchen.
Oh, yeah. That's goodness right there.
It's exactly what 37-year-old Robert Ibarra was doing. He was making pizza 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, I mean, a little unusually late, but not out of the realm of possibility.
Like, I feel like that's a drunk meal.
I know, right?
It's 3 a.m.
Nothing good happens after 2 a.m., even making pizza at home. So his girlfriend, Becky, she's 32. She was sleeping on the couch when this was going on. Now, who knows what happened and how this escalated so quickly, but she woke up when she smelled it and lost her mind.
Wait, she was upset about pizza?
Because he was making a pizza without her. He wasn't going to tell her, I guess.
He was going to eat it all for himself. I get that. Pizza. What a jerk.
So she walks in, takes the pizza out, and hurled the entire pie at Robert.
Ouch. If I can't have any, you can't have any either.
Now, somebody obviously had to call the police at some point in time during this altercation.
Sure.
Because they showed up. They saw the burn.
Ouch.
Along with pizza sauce on his leg.
Oh, dang. No.
And they immediately arrested Becky for domestic battery.
Mm-hmm. Becky.
Now, obviously, when the police show up, they're going to start running, you know, everybody's name
background
through the system
and this, and that, such, and the other.
Robert also went to jail.
What do you do?
Oh,
he
no.
was wanted in Colorado for selling marijuana.
But isn't it legal there?
I don't know what happened here. Like, how do you,
how rotten is that?
I know.
How do you have a warrant? All I can think of is, like, maybe the warrant was from pre-legalization?
Possibly.
Because this is in Florida.
Sure.
The warrant was in Colorado.
Okay.
Don't you just think, like, man, what happened?
Yeah, no kidding. You get burned by a pizza and you still go to jail after that?
Here's the worst part.
Uh-huh.
Becky's already out.
Oh, no, he isn't.
He's still in the clink.
Oh, no.
Oh, sad.
Sorry,
and
Becky.
He still didn't get any pizza.
I know. Prison pizza, just not the same. Special version and edition of Fired from America.
Yes, let's do it.
Straight out of Florida. You guys are familiar with Grand Theft Auto.
Of course.
This is Grand Theft Yacht.
Really?
Grand Theft Vessel.
I'm having a hard time wrapping my
Grand
brain
theft
around that.
Big old boat.
How do you steal a yacht?
That's a great question. However, in Largo, Florida, Donovan Russell, Jester, three names.
It's always three names.
He's 28 years old. He's only 28.
Dang.
He found a way to steal a $1 million yacht.
Wow.
This according to the Pinellas County Sheriff's Office. So he cruised off in the yacht before slamming it into four-channel marker pilings.
So he wrecked it, too.
Then abandoned ship, leaving it to drift into an oyster bay.
Oh, my God.
There's just something about this, though, that you're just like, man, I got respect for you on this one. Like, you could have just stolen a Honda.
Right?
You stole a yacht.
I just have a hard time wondering, like, who leaves the keys to the yacht, like, in the yacht?
Like, who was the last one on the yacht?
Right?
Let's take Jerry Jones's yacht for a second.
Right.
Like, who? All right, I want to know.
Yes. Who's got the keys?
Who left the yacht unlocked?
So, unfortunately, Donovan Russell, Jester, even though you've coined the new phrase for a great video game of Grand Theft Vessel, you are fired from America.
And don't miss the best of Miles in the Morning every Saturday morning from 6 to 10 a.m.
Fired from America. By the way, this is the second day in a row, and Lucky brought this up, that we have fired someone from Pinellas County, Florida.
Yep, the pizza fight yesterday in Pinellas County, and here we are again.
What's in the water there?
There is one extreme to the other.
Yep.
Yesterday, somebody got fired for throwing a hot pizza at her boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Today, somebody stole a yacht.
Yeah, that's kind of opposite ends of the crime spectrum, aren't they?
How do you even go about stealing a yacht?
Donovan Russell Jester will tell you how. He's 28 years old. He stole the 46-foot Juneau Leader.
Whoa!
According that's fancy.
According to Pinellas County Sheriff's Office, said he crewed off in the yacht before slamming into four channel marker pilings, then abandoned ship.
Left
it to drift off into an oyster bed.
Oh my goodness!
He's just wreaking havoc all over the place.
They found his thumbprints on the on the Juneau Leader from Jester. Jester itself sounds like, you know, remember that call sign from
Jester? Yeah.
From Top Gun. You guys remember?
Yeah.
Iceman, Maverick, Jester.
Jester, exactly. He was charged with Grand Theft Vessel this past Thursday. I can only imagine the 911 call. Yes, excuse me, officer.
Someone has stolen our yacht and Grey Poupon.
A 46-foot cruise liner yacht.
Coming up next on Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous.
Where is Robin
I'm
Leach?
Robin Leach.
Oh, wow.
Donovan Russell, Jester, please return the yachts.
Fired from America.
And don't miss the best of Miles in the Morning every Saturday morning from 6 to 10 a.m.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.